Well, guys, that happened.
I'm Alexis.
This is Alexis. This is Peter. I'm Kyle.
And this is Spotlight Entertainment.
This is After Dark. We just got out of Batman v Superman.
Dawn of Justice, by the way. Dawn. Emphasis on the dot. They had a whole scene about that.
Yes. Thank you. Nice Ezra Miller cameo, by the way.
It was more than just Ezra Miller.
Yeah. But we'll save that for spoiler territory.
Who knows, honestly?
It looked weird. Who cares? Kyle, you go.
Okay, first and foremost.
Okay.
Overall, as a film.
First of all, let's say you're probably the biggest DC lover here, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, go.
A lot of things worked for me.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of things didn't work for me.
Let's stick with the positive right now.
I'll stick with the positive before we go into the negativity, because it seemed as if the whole fucking movie was about negativity.
Let's just say this, though. when the lights... Well, not with the light. When the credits started, the room got applause.
When the movie ended, there was applause. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call it resounding applause. I would call it polite, light applause. But there was some.
Okay, go.
There was that is clearly the general audience right there.
Yeah.
Things that I like. Okay, I really loved Ben Affleck as Batman. I think that not only Batman, but, you know, this is the first time since Michael Keaton that I could see both, you know, Ben Affleck as Batman slash Bruce Wayne and Michael Keaton.
Let's get nuts.
Exactly.
I still love that scene.
I think that, you know, he played a brilliant Bruce Wayne. You know, I bought the fact that he is Bruce Wayne. And also, I bought the fact that he was Batman, too. You know, and I really love the balance of that. Because with Christian Bale, I could kind of buy him as Batman, but I could not buy him as Bruce Wayne.
I'm not gonna lie. After watching the Christopher Nolan's going back and watching them.
Yeah.
The voice is kind of funny.
Yeah.
When he does it. So is
but overall, like, the demeanor, the presence that he has as Batman, I really loved.
Definitely.
Or George Clooney, you know, I could see him as Bruce Wayne, but I can...
He was playing George Clooney in that
but movie. I can, exactly, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But I cannot see him as Batman. Or with Val Kilmer, I could see him as Batman, but I can't see him as Bruce Wayne, you know? Just all these different, you know, elements together... Just, kudos to, Ben Affleck, and I think he was gone, girl. Okay, that was a shitty joke. Okay, I admit that.
If only he'd do it more often.
That
was a burn. No comment.
But I think that this iteration of Batman was a spectacular version of Batman. I think that his iteration of Bruce Wayne was terrific, too. I mean, you know, I love the fact that they went back and made Batman a fucking detective. That's the whole thing, because Batman originally was a detective. And
I think he was a detective in the Dark Knight series.
You really? Gotta see him.
But they gave him Lucius Fox.
Yeah.
He didn't have that in the Tim Burton Batman movie. So he had to do it all on his own.
Yeah,
Lucius Fox did everything for him in
the Dark Knight. He did quite a bit of detective work.
We'll need to watch
with the help of others.
But in the comics, he has the help of others.
The only thing that this Bruce Wayne has is Jeremy Irons.
I will say I love
Jeremy Irons was a fantastic Alfred.
Honestly, he kind of stole the movie in a bit. Really,
as far as favorite character, like actor and character. He was my favorite.
Yeah, I think we all can agree. Jeremy Irons is just wow.
You know,
Alfred spinoff.
After the Aunt May spinoff.
Yeah.
Salacious Crumb, okay. Job of the Hutt.
No.
Martin Scorsese gangster trilogy. No. I'm all for that.
No, Slice Noodles.
Yes, Slice Noodles.
Slice Noodles.
Yes,
yeah.
They're in there.
But yeah, I think Batman was done really well in this film. I think that, you know, the whole Batman element, I loved Gotham. I love seeing, you know, maybe
you
it would
see much of Gotham.
Maybe it would have been.
I couldn't tell the fucking difference, honestly. Like, where? How far away is Metropolis
like
from Gotham?
Across the bay.
Are you fucking kidding me? Okay, maybe that's why I was so fucking confused.
Yeah.
Because it all looked the
same
to me.
They're very close.
Okay, compare
New York
Metropolis to New York
and New Jersey.
And compare Gotham to Chicago.
Okay.
That's how close in range it is. I think the Superman elements, they kind of saw what they did wrong, but not really. I mean, at least towards the end, at least the whole fucking town wasn't torn to shreds. At least it was just one, you know, I guess the diameter of this mall, you know.
It was a docking bay.
You know, size. So I think that they scaled down on the, because that was one of the biggest fucking complaints of Man of Steel, the whole destroying the area kind of type of deal.
I will say when it started and like they go through, you know, Bruce Wayne and then show him on the day at the end of Man of Steel and everything, I was like, I was really into it. I was like, this is really good.
Yeah.
Like, I really dug it. Then even the first half hour or so, I was like, you know, this is doing pretty good. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the hate's coming from. But then it just kind of kept going. And it, to me, it just felt like a lot of great scenes just kind of randomly thrown together.
That's what, you know.
It feels like.
Your voice came to my head, and I know that sounds weird, but because I've heard you say that before about some other movies.
Mm-hmm.
You saying that line came to my head as I was watching this movie progress. Just like a collection of really nice scenes put together that kind of don't
It's like
flow
they got a. If they,
they
it's like
flow.
It's like a bunch of writers, you know, got a bunch of, you know, scripts,
yeah.
Their version of the scripts.
Right,
they put
right.
it in a. They loaded it up into a shotgun.
Right.
They pulled the trigger and sent a PA around to, you know, glue the bits and pieces together.
Which I will say, though, I would watch a 3.5-hour movie of Mad Max Gotham City.
Yes!
Because that...
Yes, that scene...
Even though I feel that scene had no place in the movie... Like, that was one of the really random moments.
I think that could have easily been left on the...
I thought I was having a really bad acid trip, honestly. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
It was fucking cool.
Like,
I would have rather
no,
seen
you
that
said
movie,
to me,
like, the entire
You said
time.
To me in the theater, that was some acid trip.
It was! I had no idea. Like, first of all, how many dream sequences did we have here? Was
Three?
It just... I mean,
sometimes it was hard to tell if it was a dream
that's
sequence.
That's why, and then that kind of affected other moments happening for me.
Yeah.
And then there's kind of a problem in this movie with it being either over-dramatic or anticlimactic.
Wait, before we get into everything, general consensus.
There's enough to enjoy, and there's more than enough to complain about.
I definitely think... If you're going to watch it in the theaters.
Yeah.
Because the best part of it is the spectacle. And it is shot very beautifully. So, if you plan on seeing it at least once, go out in the theaters and watch it. But for me, I kind of feel... I don't know if it's one of those movies that I'll be able to, like, watch again
right.
and
that's
again.
Right, that's the thing. Look, that's the biggest feel. I don't think any of us were impacted by it the way we wanted it to be, right?
Yeah. And I was so ready to love this movie.
Right? I mean, I think the general consensus is being displayed by the look on our faces. I mean, if we had a different attitude on our, and maybe a different tone to this video so far.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know, really.
Yeah.
Also, why did you call it Batman v Superman? Because that...
You know, oh my
that, I think
God.
To me, that was kind of the biggest letdown.
You know what happened as you guys were peeing in the bathroom? I was overhearing two girls talking. They were in our showing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or one girl was about to walk into one, and she asked, so who wins, Batman or Superman? And she's like, well, Batman, but not really. And I mean,
oh my god,
that's kind of what happens.
To I mean, but I mean, the trailers. If you look back on the trailers were freaking incredible because yeah. they set the tone. I was like, okay, I get why they're fighting. They have these ideological That's how they sold it. That they have these
and deep the first ideology, half of the movie.
God damn it, that word.
Ideologies.
Ideological philosophy? Differences.
Philosophy?
And they were, and that's what really brings them to... God damn it, and you and your goddamn jokes. It really brings them to a fight. But in the end, it's really, like, dumb, for lack of a better term, the reason why they fight.
Yeah.
And I still don't... I get, in the beginning, it was a good jumping off point for why Batman didn't like him.
Exactly.
But when it came to, like, okay, I want to kill this person, I didn't see it. I was like, wait.
That was a bit of a jump.
I get why you don't like him.
I think if they would have had this battle... Why you want to kill him? I think if they would have had this battle early on, I think it would have, you know... I think... spoilers, guys. Anyway. Anyway, yeah. So I think that, you know... They should have had this battle early on and focus on...
But that's the whole point of the movie, their battle. If you're not... Either you're going to make it about their battle or you're not. Don't just like... Oh, yeah, it's their... The battle...
And you know how you fix that? You call a movie Batman and Superman.
Yeah. I'd have been cool with that.
Or just Dawn of Justice.
And... The fight wasn't that good.
Okay. Let's just start off with... Because I have a lot to say now.
Yeah, okay, go.
All right, for me, I want to applaud the opening, because I really...
That was a great opening.
The opening, you know, this is the best compliment I'll give this movie. It gave me chills, that opening scene.
No, it really got me going.
It just, like, that's how you open a movie, right?
Yeah, I was
And the setup for what Batman was going through and how he was going to be against Superman was done really great. Everything thereafter was kind of a parade of things walking in and out of the screen... That, and like you said, there's a whole bunch of questions that are being asked about why we should let Superman be Superman.
They're trying to be very deep.
Exactly.
I hate using the word deep, but that's what they're trying to be. And they ask a lot of questions like, oh, what is this and this and this?
But that doesn't do anything. It doesn't go anywhere.
Literally just ask the question and then they don't discuss it.
Look, there was a point where, you know what? I think when I started to, like, just lose interest was when the setup became too much. Yes. There was a lot of setup, and by the time it reached a point
A lot of setup and not enough payoff.
Exactly.
I didn't mind the setup. It's just, like I said, each scene I felt was very good.
Right, but
it just felt, like I said this before, it felt like they took three different DC movies, very great ones, and then they took random scenes from the movie.
The setup
scenes.
Squished
it together. Yeah. And it was like, you could tell it just didn't flow.
The setup scenes were nice.
Yeah.
But it just became something that, oh God, now you made me lose my thought.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh boy. This is embarrassing.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. So, the setup scenes were nice. Mm-hmm. But after a while, you need to, it needs to go somewhere with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think... a lot of these ideas and a lot of these elements, there were nice elements, there was nice ideas, and a lot of good things going for this movie. I don't think it got off the ground the way they intended it to go. And there was, I don't know, it just like, I think there's a lot of crucial problems that is wrong with this movie. It's just, yeah.
It makes me mad, though, because there's a few good movies in this movie.
Yeah.
If they had just taken it apart and made them their own movies, there's a very great standalone Superman movie.
Yeah.
I think, starring Doomsday, you know, just see, if they had just focused on the questions about Superman and all that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that would have been the most perfect Superman movie. That would have been what they were trying to do with Man of Steel, and it would have made me fall in love.
Look, the setup to what happened was necessary, but then part of why it's a problem for me and Kyle is that maybe they just stuffed too much into this movie. I think the point where it was too much for me was an entire sequence devoted to setting up Justice League. I mean, that... Oh,
where they just stop the movie and
exactly, they just exactly. It's like, wow, they... Man, it, okay.
It, when that happened, it reminded me of The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
You know, yeah, when they were trying to set up the Sinister Six. Where things
were blatantly being done, like, right. Look at this.
That could have been a post-end credit scene.
That's what it should have been. And I know they're like, Marvel, you know, who cares about Marvel?
Or a mid-credit scene. I mean, that would have been better than putting it in the movie.
But, especially, I did not like,
Who the fuck was that, like, that dream sequence that Batman was having at the end? Was that, like, some kind of cyborg? Or who was that? Like, remember the dream sequence and... It was so, oh my god, it was so over the top where that guy was saying, you're right about Clark or you're right about Superman.
That's the Flash.
That's the fucking Flash?
That's the Flash?
The Flash runs through time. So he probably came from the future to warn Batman. Okay,
first of all, that entire premise sucks.
But that's what I mean. If you don't know who these characters are and what it is, you're just left there.
But that didn't look like Flash to me.
That was Ezra Miller.
That was Ezra Miller?
Yes.
Oh, like somebody completely different.
That entire sequence was just over the top and cheesy to me. It didn't work at all. I think it just came off as over the top. I don't know if you guys felt that way about that whole sequence.
This is how bad it is. I get the whole DC mythology type of deal. And if that kind of shit, you know, because I was lost from the get-go. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get me that lost where I can't pick up on shit, no, you can't do that. You know, and I think, you know, this film could have been amazing, all right? But I think that DC is, lack of a better term, desperate. Trying to set up their DCU.
EU.
Look, there was nothing wrong with having a Batman v Superman kick that off.
Yes.
But that's what it should have been.
Exactly. The execution, however, was not the way it was supposed to go. This should have been primarily a Batman v Superman movie. What really bothered me was just how quickly, okay, Batman, just because our mothers have the same name, like, I'm gonna be your friend now.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
The fuck? When does that happen?
Look at him.
Like, seriously,
look at him.
Oh my god, your mom's name is Martha? My mom's name is Martha too. We're friends.
We're BFF. Facebook status confirmed.
I couldn't believe that. I was waiting for people to seriously scream, you suck, at the screen. Like, I didn't get that connection. That was just like, wow.
But, I mean, Batman's supposed to be one of the smartest people on Earth. You know, he's all this and that. And he goes from ready to kill this person, which I want to talk about that.
He goes to kill
Superman to say, like, oh, your mother's name is Martha? Oh, well, then let's be friends.
BFF.
He instantly goes from wanting to kill someone to saving their life, saving their mother. We're awesome, we're friends.
And then when Batman went to go save Martha Kent, and then all of a sudden Martha was like, you know, he was talking to Martha when he saved, Batman saved her. Yeah. And then he's like, I'm a friend of your son's.
A friend!
What? A friend?
I will say, I did like that line.
No. It was a great line.
Yeah.
And, you know...
But, okay, like, again, that by itself, awesome.
Yes.
When you put it together with the rest of the movie...
Exactly.
It sucks.
First of all, it didn't make any coherent sense. And second of all, if you noticed, while we were watching that movie, that was one of the only times you had a reaction from the audience, a consensus reaction. That scene alone worked right. It only adds to the fact that there should have been more of those moments.
And also, Batman and Superman would have never fought if Superman would have been like, hey, my mom's trapped, let's go find her.
Right. But he just started kicking his ass.
Because they have to fight, he's like, he doesn't say shit until the fight's over. And it's like...
So it seemed forced, right?
Yeah, it did.
But the force does not awaken, ladies and gentlemen.
This was my thing, and it pisses me off even more because of how great Ben Affleck was as Batman.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. He just kills people.
Yeah.
and they don't question it. Like they keep questioning, like, oh, Superman, is he a murderer? The answer is yeah. Like, honest to God, they answer that in the first 10 minutes, so I don't know why the fuck that's a question that they need to, like, oh, is he... Yeah, he's a fucking murderer. He murders a guy straight up. That had a gun to Lois Lane's head. Which you could say, oh, he was justified. Yeah, but that's not the character, so... Again, with Batman, the thing that makes him interesting and not just the Punisher with the fucking bat suit on is that he has a very strict code. The whole thing with the reason his parents died, that's why he doesn't use guns. Honestly, that's why Peter, he doesn't do anything. That's why he doesn't kill people.
Yes, but all
why doesn't he use guns if he's fine with killing people?
All of that went out the window this movie. I don't think any of that really applied.
They didn't even really question it. Like, that's what makes Batman interesting to me. And that's such a key thing to why he is the way he is. That's why his relationship with the Joker is so fucking amazing.
Exactly.
And interesting.
Because you have this... in hindsight, you know, looking at it, you know, mm-hmm. from everything, Joker is the perfect foil to Batman because the Joker mm-hmm. knows mm-hmm. that Batman has this kind of code.
Yeah.
And he's constantly trying to break him with that, but yet Batman won't budge, and that pisses the Joker off.
Wait. By the way, I have no problem with him being dark. Like, the way he brands people.
Yeah.
And I love when the cops... It looked like a horror movie, like, when he was in the corner, and then he was, like, climbing up the walls, and it was gone. I was like, that's so badass. And I love, like, he's just breaking people's bones. He's someone who pushes it right to the line, but he will never cross it. He pushes that line to the very edge. And he's like, you will be drinking soup out of a straw for the rest of your life, but I'm not going to kill you. You know, that's who he is.
Could it be that perhaps, because this is an older Bruce Wayne and an older Batman, that line may have already been crossed. Batman already had his ultimate test before this. Like, this is a different, like, universe, we could say. And maybe they're going
to
use that to
see his story.
But maybe they're going to use that, obviously, for their anchor for the Batman that Ben Affleck will direct.
I just hope it's something they question.
I think it needs to be something that they question.
It's something you got to... Because then when the Joker talks... Because obviously the Joker is going to be in the next Batman film. When he talks to Batman, what is he going to talk about? Joker is always someone who taunts him. Of the way he is.
There was this subtle hint about a previous Joker meeting in the film when you saw, I think it was Jason Todd.
When you saw
Jason Todd's Robin outfit, you know, in the film, and you saw, you know, the joke's on you, Batman. Clearly in playing Joker, you know.
Can I say this?
So I think that after the Joker brutally murdered Jason Todd, I think that then that line was drawn and Batman went off the deep end.
Okay, I will say this. I know a lot of people are gonna say like, in the comics there's instances where he kills people and this and that. All of the best Batman storylines are about him and just that question of morality, and even when he does kill in those his best storylines, it isn't just like whatever, we're not even gonna question it. That's the whole point, like questioning, is he part of the problem because he doesn't take that next step, you know? And he puts Joker in the madhouse and then he breaks out and kills more people. It's an endless cycle. And, you know, just all of that is really important to who Batman is as a character. And when you take that away, there's not much left. And it makes me mad because they did such a good job with it. Like, he does seem like Batman, but then every time he pulls out a giant machine gun and starts blowing people away, I'm like... It really pulls me away.
All right,
away.
I think we made that point. I want to move on because there's a lot of shit to go on. But okay. So Wonder Woman.
I generally... Okay, even though we did not see her, I did see was pretty badass.
I'll say she didn't need to be in the movie. Yeah. At all.
No, and maybe it would have been better if she wasn't.
It probably would have been better if she wasn't. You really didn't get to see her act. She said like a few lines.
Right, look, she felt like she was shoehorned in there.
Yeah.
She was mainly used as a tool to use that whole Justice League introduction yeah. sequence. Mm-hmm. So that you have that going for not going for it, right? But I will say, look, I loved
her theme.
There was a vibe about her
that
I liked.
She was a breath of fresh air in that movie.
That's true.
I think that's what it was. Because everyone else is like, what does it mean to be who I am?
Right. And this is
God, Jesus.
And you know, the only person...
You know, and she's just like, when like she gets knocked down and she's smiling like, hey, like she's a warrior.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
That's the only person who fucking smiled in this depressing piece of shit.
And... She felt like a different character.
That's
she felt like
true,
a different.
True, yeah.
Batman and Superman are so like.
Oh, emo. Emo Kylo Ren.
Well, just
it doesn't feel like night and day. It feels like.
Night and night.
Night and less dark night. Like the moon's out a little bit, you know? So it's.
Oh,
like,
look at it. It's Superman.
Yeah, so that's why I think Wonder Woman just shines so much because she felt like.
Dude,
Wonder
the electric
Woman.
Guitar theme.
Yeah.
It brought me back to the Linda Carter version.
I just thought it was badass. I was like, oh, that's badass. Like
I think that what I did see of Wonder Woman was completely amazing. Even though we saw very little of her, it was nice, like you said, she was a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
I think that seeing when she you know got knocked down by Doomsday and she was like you know smiling, that was cool. You know, seeing because you know I think that one of the best highlights from the film has got to be Wonder Woman.
Oh, I would say yeah.
I want to pull this a little bit back. Mm. What an epic fail, Lex Luthor. Like
Kyle, you give.
Can look, this is me, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the least inclined of the DC comics, right? Mm-hmm. But I have some very basic knowledge about what Lex Luthor is.
Okay,
right?
Guys, wait. Before you go on, wouldn't it have been badass if Bryan Cranston
oh my God.
Was Lex Luthor? Dude, that would have been amazing. That would have been one of the highlights of the film.
I think what's his name?
Jesse Eisenberg
could have been an absolutely amazing Lex Luthor because he already played an amazing Lex Luthor in The Social Network.
Yes.
If you literally take that character of him and drop it into this movie, I'd be like, oh my God, he's an amazing Lex Luthor.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Look,
go.
Well, can I go?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. It was absolutely cringeworthy seeing him on screen. And the more it went on, and the more scenes he was in, the more irritating it became. Like, his entire, I guess you want to call it, shtick. I'm going to use it in lieu of an actual performance, because I don't consider that an actual performance. I understand the direction, or I guess what his inspiration was to create that Lex Luthor, but... It played a fine line until it didn't go anywhere, and then it became irritating. And he was just... Please tell me I'm not alone in that thinking, right? Because I feel that he was just... every time he was on screen, I was like, oh, God, get the fuck out of my face.
It kind of reminds me of, I think it's Batman Forever...
Of Jim Carrey?
No.
Or are you talking about Tommy Lee Jones?
It was back then where, like, every bad guy just looked like a different variation. They acted like a different variation of the Joker.
Like, yeah. Like how Tommy Lee Jones pretty much betrayed Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Then the Riddler, too, was just, like... sort of a different kind of Joker.
But that's not Lex Luthor.
Not.
It was like a wannabe Joker, honestly, what he was trying to do with it.
Lex is calculating.
Exactly.
He's quiet.
He did calculate.
But it didn't come off as that way. I mean, look.
If I were to see who's the mastermind behind that, I'm like, dude, that fucker is not the mastermind behind this whole entire shit, you know? So I didn't get the, because Lex Luthor is one of the most smartest, intelligent people in the DC universe.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, and that's how come he's a good foil to Superman, because even though Superman has all the brains, you know, I mean the bronze, Lex Luthor has the brains. That's true. You know, so that
I always like that.
So that's how Lex Luthor was the perfect, you know, foil to Superman, like Joker and Batman. Mm-hmm. But however, he did not seem intelligent at all. He was just you know, mumbling and shit. What
did
you think
of when the? I did kind of like that scene when they blew up the Senate hearing or whatever.
Right. That was a good scene.
There was a literal jar of piss.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of clever.
That was done well. Look, both of you are right. Bryan Cranston would have done amazing with that. After seeing this, I agree with you more. But I agree with Peter. Jesse Eisenberg had what it took to be a great Lex Luthor. So what went wrong there, I wonder?
I wonder if that was his choice to play it like that. Or they wrote it for him like that.
Zack Snyder, and director, hello, people. I mean, he only directed the movie.
Yeah, but, you know.
Not that I'm not saying it's his fault completely. I mean, there's a lot of people in the blame. But ultimately, okay.
I blame the editor.
What went wrong?
No,
honestly, not just with him, but, like, what went wrong with this movie? This is not, I think, what they wanted. Right? I mean, even the action to me, the action was nice, but I never felt invested in it. It didn't feel personal to me.
The one place I thought I was going to be, like, blown away was the action. And like I said before, like, the fight between Batman and Superman, it wasn't that good.
It was rushed!
If you see the cartoon version of The Dark Knight Returns...
Yeah,
that was a great fight.
That was a shit ton better.
And that I just kept thinking that. I was like, the cartoon kind of has funny. A better fight.
It's funny. The animation of the Justice League is more adult than the freaking movie that we just saw.
Well, yeah. You know, that usually happens. Take the Clone Wars and the prequel movies.
Doomsday.
Oh, God. It felt like the Abomination and the Hulk had a baby.
I mean, I don't... As far as the looks, I don't even care that much. You just didn't need to be
in the
movie.
We were watching it, and you referenced it as an orc from Lord of the Rings.
No, the only reason I did, though, was at the way it was born.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same as in Lord of the Rings, where it's like... It sort of looks like when a baby comes out of a womb or whatever, and they got kind of like,
blah. And I was like, God damn it, you made that.
I swear to God, if you put like a side-by-side video.
Yeah, it looks the exact same.
What would it have been like if we didn't have the knowledge that Doomsday was going to be in this movie? Would that have prompted a different reaction from you two?
I definitely would have been like in a state of shock, like, oh shit.
In a good or a bad way?
Probably. I think I would be more pissed because I was so ready to come in and see, like, because they kept billing this, oh, it's the fight of the century.
It wasn't Batman the fight of the century.
It was a side note in the movie.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just realizing as the more we're talking about this, the bigger fail it is.
Because Superman, like, really didn't give a shit about Batman. He's like, oh, you want me to fight Batman? And it was like... And then the whole time, he didn't really fight him. He's just trying to be like, hey.
The first few scenes with those two together was actually kind of awkward. I didn't buy which it. Scene? When Superman stopped the Batmobile and then, like, warned, like, this is your mercy or whatever. I didn't get that whole thing.
They only talked one time in costume before they fought.
That's true.
Once. And I think if you really would have gotten scenes with them in their as their superhero persona actually talking to each other beforehand, you would get this sort of, it would be better. And they really didn't, they talked like maybe twice.
There was no relationship. There was before they fought. There was no investment put into that at all. Yeah.
They focused much more on Dawn of Justice.
Right, yeah.
What do you mean, how would this have been better?
No, I'm asking you because, and I already know your answer, but would this have been better if they realized, oh, wait, we have too much shit, let's just make this two movies? Well, this would have been a bigger fail than this would have been happening.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. It would have been better with two movies, but I think it would have been the best. They just took some shit out.
Exactly.
Yep. Like, well, Doomsday, yeah. Take it out. You don't need it. The whole thing in Africa with the guns and stuff. I feel like they just needed
Lois Lane to do shit.
Yeah.
To do something. And you really didn't need her in the movie that much. She could have cameoed.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you actually would have had a lot for her to do of just to show, humanize him. Like that one scene when he got in the tub with her and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I'm like, okay, like show him trying to be a normal man with Lois Lane.
That's a problem.
And then show the other side of him as this God figure.
Yeah.
You know, show him as a normal man. And they showed it once as a normal man. And then the rest is like this.
See, that scene kind of worked. It did, but it kind of didn't. And I think that that's a theme with the movie. There's a whole bunch of things that you see working, but ultimately don't work the way they should have.
They start something good,
yeah,
and then they don't finish it.
But then at the end, a lot of things feel artificial. I'm not sure if that's just me, but a lot of things feel artificial and manufactured, and there was not that much that felt natural.
It's because, you know why? Because this thing is manufactured. It's supposed to be this being post of something bigger that they're planning to catch up with Marvel's game. When I think, you know, there's this,
they should compare them. They shouldn't even think about Marvel. Like, fuck Marvel, just put it out of your mind. They should just be like, we need to make good stories.
Have you heard of the tortoise and the hare?
Yes,
we all know that.
Okay, remember how the hare tried to was running, speeding up and running and all that stuff? That's Marvel, and what DC is, should be the tortoise. You know, they're slow.
Instead, it's the other way around.
They're slow, and they're being slow and steady.
But instead, it's the other way around. Marvel was the one that took their time. DC obviously tried to rush with this movie, because as this movie kept going on, like I said, it just felt
because okay. I see Man of Steel being the Iron Man of the of this universe, but then going into this big old stretch and introducing everything else. I mean, okay, in order to introduce the Avengers, all it took was just one cameo from Samuel L. Jackson to say, we're working on the Avengers Initiative, you know, and that was it. You know, you could have had a Wonder Woman come in and say, oh, you know, just say, you know, hey, what about the Justice League? You know, and then end there. You know, they could have done something like that to that degree, or a Batman looking for a team, like how, you know, Tony Stark was doing.
You could have not mentioned. You couldn't have shown Wonder Woman. You could have not mentioned any other metahumans or whatever. Just the whole focus on Batman and Superman, and then at the end, you know.
Have Batman say, you know, we go good together, you know.
We should find other people like us.
And then, yeah.
Boom, that's it.
So I heard you say it in the theater, Kyle.
Yeah.
About the Return of the King endings.
Yes.
Yeah.
There were so many goddamn endings. My God. I think, you know, I had to pee at that point, and I was going to dash after, you know. After all that, but then, you know, and then it ended. So I was like, oh, God, thank you. Thank you. And I'm like, I thank God that DC is, like, so pretentious and, like, anti-Marvel this, that they don't put a post-credit scene at the end. So I appreciated that fact.
But again, I think it would have been a lot better if they just cut out, you know, Bruce Wayne talking to Wonder Woman. We need to find people like us.
That could have been a mid-credit scene. A mid-credit scene.
You didn't need a mid-credit scene at all. Just take it out. You don't fucking need it.
Make it a deleted scene.
And do you know who Lex Luthor was talking about?
No.
When he was like, the bells have been rung, he is coming.
No clue.
You're the DC fanboy, motherfucker.
I don't know. I am.
Darkseid.
Yeah, I know who Darkseid is, but is that the reason why he saw that vision in the desert and all that shit? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of figured that.
It's I think Darkseid came first, though. So we gotta say Marvel copied DC. But it's basically DC's Thanos. But Darkseid did come first. But again, like, you don't know. Like, if you don't know about that, and you're just someone watching it, you're like, what the fuck?
Right. What the hell is he talking about?
Like, and that's Lex Luthor's, his motivations.
Okay, first of all,
I still don't know them.
Half the things he said I couldn't understand. So
his
whole performance, I was asking, what the fuck?
Okay,
let's be clear.
You know that Chihuahua that barks at the end of the chain fence, but then as soon as you step by the fence, they run away. That's freaking Jesse Eisenberg's. Wait, Jesse. Sorry, I had to do that. That's Jesse Eisenberg's entire performance right there.
I wonder, did it bug anybody else how long they were stretching Superman dying?
Yeah, especially when they didn't even fucking go through with it. They pulled an Inception ending.
Like, it was going on too long to the point where, okay, we know he's alive,
he's
right?
Dead, you know,
but he's not.
Yeah.
So, what was the point of him dying and then not dying?
That's... probably to satisfy the fanboys.
Yeah. How does that satisfy anything?
Doomsday kills
Superman. That is so stupid.
Just to satisfy the fans, we're going to quote-unquote have Doomsday kill Superman. Man, if I were a huge Superman fan and knowing those two characters, that'd be disappointing as hell. I mean, really?
Because
that should have been a standalone Superman movie.
Exactly. Exactly. Welcome to the light, my friend.
And the thing is, even though I didn't like Man of Steel, the beginning, like for me, a sequel, if I don't like a first film, to me, it can make up of a sequel is better. And at the beginning of this movie, when they're showing, like, all the destruction and Batman everything and just that whole beginning, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, it made me want to go back and watch Man of Steel. I thought, like, shit, I can't
wait. Wow.
I can't.
Shit.
No, I agree with that.
It kind of made me, like, I can't wait till it comes out on DVD because I really want to, like, watch Man of Steel and then go straight into watching this movie. So I thought that was really cool. You want some popcorn?
No, I just want to make sure it was on the floor.
Oh, okay. But then it's like, they don't go anywhere with that shit. So at the end, it's like.
But let me tell you this. They must have paid Michael Shannon a shit ton of money.
Michael Shannon?
The guy who plays Zod?
To just lay there.
That was Michael Shannon?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Huh. Did they really need him, though, to like. Because I know he actually showed up, but if I was them, I would have just like made a cast of his like face.
Yeah.
And then make a dummy.
Right.
Maybe that's what they did.
I don't know. But I will say.
But you know what? Yeah. The filmmakers are stupid enough to do that.
As much as we're pretty much shitting on this film, I still have a lot of love for DC and a lot of hope in the future movies. Because Suicide Squad,
you better step up.
Look, that's a question.
Suicide Squad looks fucking amazing to me.
Yes, but so did Batman v Superman. So the biggest question is
this. I always
have
questions
about that. Does anything really in this movie give any kind of hope that they're going to make better movies than this?
I will say, if their job was to get me excited for Justice League and the rest of these standalone movies, it didn't do it.
No.
But. No.
And they were obviously trying to get that through your head. Hey, by the way, Justice League's around the corner. No one's really. I mean, I don't think any of us is really looking forward to that.
The one that pissed me off the most was the Aquaman one, where he literally just, like, swam in, stood there, like, yeah, everyone look at me for a good 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now I'm going to stab it. And it's like. Really? But.
The Flash thing really was cool, though.
The Flash thing was all right.
Yeah. Was it?
I hated how they shoved it in your face in the middle of the movie, like, look it.
Oh, that part, okay.
But I do like the way it was, like, just regular, like, side footage.
Yeah.
Like, security footage, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just showed him, like, really. And I was like, oh, okay, like, that's it. That's all right. And then I did kind of like how gruesome it was that, what's his name? Cyborg?
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, nothing left of him.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of, like, because you never think about it, like, how.
Yeah, because yeah. He's, like, he has nothing left.
But then they had this weird alien box that started making him, and I was like, what? And again, it starts bringing up questions where I'm like, if they had just shown a picture maybe of him like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, that's fine. But then they showed some shit where I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck this is. I don't know where you're going with this.
You know what that made? You know what? The only thing that was going on was, man, I want to watch some original Teen Titans. That would be way.
Yeah, I kind of.
That would be way better. That'd be way better than watching.
Again, you know, this movie isn't going to do anything to stop DC. You know, Justice League is going into production soon. Wonder Woman's in production. Suicide Squad. Who's doing
Justice League?
Zack Snyder.
Yeah, okay.
Again, I don't.
Oh my god.
I don't hate Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder, go do that 300 American, freaking American Revolution film. You're
telling yourself that, love.
Oh, I would watch that so many times. That sounds so badass. But, like I said, I haven't given up on DC at all because I think Wonder Woman can be really good because if they continue with her character like this badass warrior who smiled, basically the Thor of DC.
Yeah.
But also a little bit of Captain America the First Avenger because she takes place back in, like, I think World War One.
Yeah.
So I think that could be really cool.
Nice little Chris Pine cameo right there.
Suicide Squad, I think, looks awesome. Ben Affleck, I think they've pretty much confirmed, if not already, a Ben Affleck directed Batman solo film. To. I think that because Ben Affleck is the biggest Bat fan, which makes me wonder why he let them kill. But
do you people really? But
I would really want to see that movie.
Zack Snyder to direct Justice League now after watching this and then add Man of Steel. Honestly,
again, I would say for a lot of the story, I think Zack Snyder is a great director. If you give him a great script and.
Who wrote this?
He just follows it.
But the script was
all over the place.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell a lot of it. Like I said, it felt like the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
But it should have been all over the place, though. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Who was thinking this was actually going to be successful the way they wanted it to? There was, I mean, you can.
I think a lot of people really like this film, though.
Do we like it?
Honest to God, I will say the entire time I was entertained. I was entertained the entire time.
Well,
and the thing is, I don't know if I would be entertained if I watched it again, though. Because the big things that really kept me into the movie were the action scenes and really the cinematography and how beautifully it is shot. Because it is very beautifully shot.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It was exciting. I love that
Maggie and Negan were freaking Batman's parents. I love that.
Maggie
Green from The Walking Dead.
Lauren Cohan was Martha Wayne.
Martha Wayne, and the person who's going to play Negan in The Walking Dead
was Thomas
Wayne. He was in
Watchmen.
Yeah, he's the comedian. How do you feel about Watchmen?
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
See, I really, really liked Watchmen. I thought that was a great adaption. But this, I just... it's just a mess. If you gave me one word to describe it, it'd simply be a mess.
But here's the thing, though. Watchmen knew what it wanted to be.
No, I'm not talking about Watchmen. I'm talking about Batman
and
Superman.
I know, but that's the difference between this and... Batman v Superman didn't know what it wanted to be, though.
Yeah.
You know, so that I think.
But like I said, Zack Snyder is a good director when he is given strict directions. Like Watchmen, he basically followed for the most part the graphic novel. Same with 300.
He basically took Frank Miller's notes and you know basically followed through with it.
Yeah, and here I think it's just all over the place. So he just went all over the place because he didn't have that strict guideline to keep him through.
Right, right. So, anybody know what Joss Whedon is doing these days?
We only have one bar.
He's probably in a bunker somewhere.
Avoiding
feminists. You know, maybe we should have known the moment they snubbed the Civil War trailer.
When did they snub the Civil War trailer?
There was no Civil War preview before that.
Okay, why would they advertise?
Well, why wouldn't Marvel? They? Why wouldn't they?
Because you don't advertise the enemy. Okay, you think there was going to be a Batman v Superman trailer before a Marvel film?
Of course not. Disney would never allow that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, but Warner Brothers,
point taken.
But Warner Brothers actually benefit off of Marvel because Marvel has a track record and superhero movies actually work these days. And that's the name of the game.
I will say the most excited I am for a DC movie is probably the Lego Batman movie.
That looked fucking amazing.
Yeah, that does look amazing. Hilarious. Yeah.
When he was microwaving the freaking lobster.
Guys, hold your faces. Look how our faces change after we change to Lego Batman.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Lego Batman.
Yeah. So honestly, I'm disappointed, and I wasn't expecting much. That's my reaction. I was expecting it to be good. It ended up being less than good. It was okay, but then the more we discuss it, the more problems it has, and ultimately, it didn't deliver what the title of the movie was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So for me, and as someone who, you know, is not a casual comic book goer, but knows who Batman and Superman are, because who doesn't know who Batman and Superman are, I wanted to see a brawl. I wanted to see the fight of the century, and I didn't get that. And as a casual moviegoer, or sorry, not casual, but as a frequent moviegoer,
casual comic.
Exactly. It didn't live up to what I wanted it to be, so I would call this a disappointment. So that's my two cents on it.
I would say, I think the reason why people are so disappointed and they get angry about it is because it's Batman and Superman, the two biggest cultural icons,
fucking names ever,
maybe ever. You know, and you know that's a lot to live up to.
Right.
And when you're just okay and really a mess of a movie, I think having those two names on your movie brings it down because it's supposed to be this great triumphant meeting of two icons.
So
but to me, I would say it's definitely go see it because it is entertaining. But it really is a mess of a movie.
In order not to get you pissed off, take this movie with a grain of salt. I think I think Ben Affleck was a terrific Batman. I can't wait to see what Gal Gadot has in store for Wonder Woman. I could live the rest of my life without seeing another Superman property again.
Not bad, huh? Wow.
The thing I could leave off with is this. Suicide Squad, you better be good, alright? Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Alexis, this is Peter, and I'm Kyle, and this has been another After Dark. Subscribble down below. Go subscribe to his channel, the BNC, and don't forget to like and subscribe. Share. Sharing is caring, ladies and gentlemen. Now, excuse me, I'm going to take a bunch of NyQuil. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.